Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, April 5th. I'm Jonathan Aul. Every year, the Missouri Trappers Association holds an annual fur auction, selling things like beaver and raccoon pelts. But what role does this group play in conservation in the state?
Raccoons get into everything. They're food driven. Beavers damage property. They cut down trees. They destroy parklands. And again, they're not doing anything malicious. They're being beavers. It's what they do.
We'll find out more about Missouri's fur trapping community coming up on The Gateway. Mercy Health has announced plans to build a 75-bed hospital in Wentzville near the intersection of Interstate 70 and 64. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports the Chesterfield-based health company plans to serve the booming population of the West St. Louis suburbs.
Officials have submitted a letter of intent to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to build the proposed $650 million hospital, which includes 483,000 square feet. Mercy leaders say more people are moving to St. Charles, Lincoln, and Warren counties, and many people in those regions are traveling a long time to get to other Mercy locations in the region. Wentzville's population has increased more than 60% since 2010 to 47,000 people, according to the U.S. Census. Mercy officials say they'll host public discussions with residents about development of the property. The Catholic health system operates dozens of hospitals in Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Members of the Missouri House voted to send a roughly $50.7 billion budget to the Senate. The budget passed yesterday, which includes $46.4 billion for operations, is roughly $2 billion less than what was proposed by Governor Mike Parson. The House version includes millions of dollars toward improving Interstate 44. House Budget Chair Representative Cody Smith spoke on the funding before members voted.
I-44 is our most traveled artery across the state and is in need of some attention.
Last year, the legislature allocated $2.8 billion to expand Interstate 70 to three lanes in both directions. The past few sessions, the House has sent over its version of the budget, only for it to increase size in the Senate. Lawmakers have a deadline of May 10th to pass this year's budget. Today is Missouri's Arbor Day, and the state tree, the dogwood, is in bloom. In the 1930s and 40s, that likely wouldn't have been the case. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports on why scientists say climate change is to blame.
In the Missouri Botanical Gardens herbarium, there are millions of specimens of plants, some collected hundreds of years ago. The garden's biodiversity curator, Matthew Austin, has been looking at these records to find out when native plants bloom on average. He found as climate change has warmed the St. Louis region, plants are responding by flowering earlier and longer. That could be a problem.
I am concerned about the potential negative consequences for reproductive success for these plants. So while we get to enjoy them right now for longer periods of time, we want to make sure that we can still enjoy them years from now.
Next, Austin hopes to learn more about how climate change is affecting pollination for these native plants. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missourians this month can receive free non-invasive native trees in exchange for cutting down Bradford pear trees in their yards. The smelly trees are considered a nuisance by local horticulturalists as the plants are invasive and have short lifespans because their branches are weak. Bill Haig, forestry manager at Forest Relief of Missouri, says the trees are offensive in other ways, too.
There's so many things wrong. The blooms themselves are beautiful, but they stink. They're not attractive anyway when it comes to the smell, so they do have an offense to the nasal cavities.
A bill in the Missouri House would ban the sale of invasive plants in Missouri and is awaiting another hearing after being introduced earlier this year. Thousands of Cardinals fans converged downtown yesterday, hours before the team was set to take the field against the Miami Marlins in their home opener at Busch Stadium. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin was there to talk to fans.
As people decked in Cardinals red danced to a live band under overcast skies in Keener Plaza, a few blocks away at Ballpark Village, an MC led cheers and gave away T-shirts. A few steps from the Stan Musial statue in front of Busch Stadium, season ticket holder Doris Groby sat with her husband and waited for their daughter. Groby says the home opener has a special atmosphere.
We just love it. Love it, love it, love it. You know, I mean, it's great entertainment. There's always sights. There's always something great going on with the game, you know, or the players. Yeah, we just love it. Go Cards.
I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
And the Cardinals won their home opener 8-5. The once dominant Missouri fur industry has been declining due to shifting attitudes around the use of fur and increased trade tariffs. Skylar Rossi has the story of how this enduring market is changing.
Two reds right there. What do you say? $10 and let's go.
Trappers stack piles of fur pelts on a large conveyor belt as people set up for the annual Missouri fur auction. Many had been trapping all winter in hopes of making a few hundred dollars during the auction, which is the biggest fur buying and selling event in the state. The pelts make their way to the end of the belt, where interested buyers closely inspect their options and prepare to place bids. An auctioneer calls out different prices, sometimes starting at just a few bucks, but other times more.
Sell them $25 on number two.
Trappers brought in the pelts of fur bearers like coyotes, raccoons, and muskrats. A popular item this year is beaver. The pelts are in high demand due to the popular show Yellowstone, which increased the popularity of cowboy hats made from beaver fur. Others were looking to stock up on some more unusual items.
My biggest sellers are raccoon penises, and then my second best seller is toad purses.
That's Ben Trumbly. He's the owner of Midwest Taxidermy, which offers a range of items from taxidermied squirrels to beaver skulls. He says he brings in more than $200,000 annually selling those items, items that many fur trappers traditionally would deem useless.
Utilizing it, the skull's almost worth more than the hide anymore.
Trappers must follow a set of rules dictated by the state, like checking traps every day and set seasons for harvesting furs. The auction is hosted by the Missouri Trappers Association, a group of trappers that follow a code of ethics. The fur industry has shrunk as anti-fur activism has increased and new trade tariffs have downsized international sales. Up until a few decades ago, a successful trapping season would yield significant revenue. Now, trappers are pleased to walk away with $1,500.
There was a time in the 80s when guys would go out and they'd trap all winter long and then they could go buy a brand new pickup truck with the money that they got from trapping. Those days are long over. They're not coming back.
Charles Samuels is the president of the Missouri Trappers Association and has been trapping for decades. While some trappers are making new income selling skulls, tails, and claws, he says others are now catching animals that pose a risk to property and livestock. Jim Love has been in the damage control industry for more than 20 years. He owns Advanced Wildlife Control, which is based in Sullivan and services the area between St. Louis and Rolla. He says there's a lot more competition in the space than when he first entered the industry.
When I first started this 23 years ago, there was me and one other guy in the service area. We had it all. Now, I'm running against about 4 to 5 other companies in my area.
As more people enter the industry, Love says he's working with a group of operators in hopes of establishing a set of ethical standards.
One bobcat right there. What do you say? $50 worth?
Back at the auction, Trumbly stands next to a handwritten sign at his table that reads buying skulls and peckers. He sees the future of trapping focusing more on businesses like his, ones that are using all parts of the animal.
These guys' way of conservation is different than what I think a conservation is, you know. And even like the younger generation, the more you use of an animal, the more accepting they are of something.
I am Skylar Rossi with Missouri Business Alert.
That piece comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia in partnership with Missouri Business Alert. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.